This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did some reporting up in Washington State last fall, looking at how the farms of the Yakima Valley and the high-tech startups of Seattle on the other side of the Cascades have at least one big thing in common: immigrant labor, albeit with varying skill sets. One of the stops that we made was a company called Remitly. It's an app-based service that helps immigrants here send money back home, remittances. We talked to Lazaro Carrion when we were there. He's a marketing manager at Remitly, and he was at the time a brand new American. Lazaro, it's good to talk to you again.
Likewise, how you doing?
I'm well. Last time we spoke, it was, September-ish, before the election. You were a relatively new citizen at the time, and you were excited, man. That's the only word I can think of. How you feeling now?
No, absolutely. Definitely still excited. A lot has changed ever since then, but if I could paint the picture for you, it feels like I got invited to a party, and the moment I get there, everyone's acting like it's a funeral, looking around, my environment, people are bummed. But, I'm still holding that optimism, and I'm excited to, celebrate what it means to be a citizen and, staying engaged, trying to understand what's going on. But there's a lot out there to read and really digest. So,
yeah. When you talk to your family and your relatives back in Mexico, what's the sense you get from them?
Yeah, they're wondering how in the world did our president get elected, but at the same time I remind them, how did your president get elected? There's a lot of parallels between both presidents, and they're not an accurate representation of the people at times, and so they do tell me that he's crazy. Why is he wanting to build a wall? And why does he want to impose a tax? And so their response is typically, confusion, but at the same time, I've seen some solidarity across not just my family members, but the Mexican people in general. And I think this is a good thing, in my opinion, but to focus their energy and their attention on what can they do down there, as opposed to project hate or project whatever negative emotion may result from it.
Lazaro, thanks very much.
Absolutely.
We talked to Lazaro's boss while we were up in Seattle, too. Matt Oppenheimer is a co-founder and the CEO of Remitly. Matt, it's good to talk to you again.
Kai, good to speak with you as well.
So here you are. You're a guy who runs a business founded on, in essence, immigration policy. You've got a new reality you're dealing with. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, I think that the reality is there's 40 million immigrants in the U.S. Our service helps people send money back home, and we'll continue to work hard as ever to serve those customers.
I'm assuming you travel a good deal as part of your job. Have you been overseas since the inauguration?
I have not been overseas since the inauguration, but you're right, I do travel quite a bit overseas.
Right. The root of the question is, what are your folks overseas telling you about how they're seeing it from outside this country?
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of fear and concern with folks that are traveling. And I think that the important thing is that fear and concern has been there for a long time. It might be accentuated now, but I think a lot of immigrants, especially who go through, customs, it's an uncomfortable process. And I think, unfortunately, some of the recent actions have only, kind of stoked that fear and concern. But the fundamental problem with our immigration system has been there for a long time.
Do you, over the next 4 years or perhaps eight of the Trump administration, what's your forward guidance, as they like to see on Wall Street, for your business?
Yeah, I think that in some ways it makes what we do more important than ever. People send money back to their loved ones to connect with them. And I think that, we will be more active than ever to serve our customers and make sure that we're there for them.
Matt Oppenheimer, he's the co-founder and CEO of Remitly up in Seattle. We talked to him in September for a bunch of stories we did then. Matt, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.